Hey, it's Dr. Guru with a psychological podcast, this one in honor of the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. Normally, I don't like to do podcasts that are time-specific. I want my podcasts to be what we consider evergreen, and that is that they can be heard anytime and are relevant at any time of the year. But how can you let the year end go by without saying something? And in fact, I was asked to. So here it is. And my show today is on New Year's resolutions, that thing that everyone does at the end of the year for the upcoming year to make the upcoming year much better. Of course, we know that most New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside pretty quickly. And today's show is kind of some tips on how not to have them go by the wayside and maybe have them actually improve the quality of your life because you're going to follow through on them. So here's my number one tip. Don't set your limits too high. If you set your goals too high, they're unachievable. And when you start to see unachievable results, you lose your steam and give up. So rather than saying you're going to lose 25 pounds in a month, which is unreasonable and unhealthy, a more realistic goal might be, well, a half a pound to a pound, maybe in a week, and keep that up. Because what we know is that as you're successful, you tend to be motivated. Failure tends to turn you off. Number two, try not to change too many things at once. Trying to change many aspects of yourself is basically another example to show how you would be failing because you can't conquer many problems at the same time. It is much better to conquer one problem at a time. Number three, don't keep your resolutions a secret. If you keep them a secret, it's really giving yourself a back door. Because if no one else knows about it, then if you don't do well and you stop following through on the resolution, well, no one will know about it. So by letting everyone know what your resolution is, you're in a sense invoking social pressure to follow through and keep you on target. Number four, and a very important one, it's the last one on my list, but still a very important one. When you have a plan to change your life and you slip, in other words, you make an error, don't see that as a sign of total failure. Don't stop following through. Just see it as a little slip and keep going. There are many people who will be on a diet and will maybe mess up in the morning or the afternoon and decide the whole day is shot, and then therefore the whole diet is shot. Not the best way to go. Just see it as a slip and keep moving on. Or the people who decide to go to the gym and maybe miss a couple of days here and there and decide that means, well, I'm really not going to follow through. Don't do that. If there's a slip or if there's a little glitch, just keep going, persevere, and keep trying. Anyway, so whether you make resolutions or not, I wish you all a happy and healthy new year. And to better things for all. Bye-bye.